farmers across Cumbria are counting the cost of last week's Siberian weather. Hundreds of animals are thought to have died in snowdrifts. Penrith and the Border MP Rory Stewart is calling on DEFRA to fund and subsidise the cost of fallen stock disposal. Well, earlier I spoke to him and asked him what the situation was in farms across the Eden Valley.
To take yesterday, for example, I was up around Alston, so up in communities like Ale and Menthead. Every farmer I saw had lost stock up there, and some of them are buried under 7-8 feet of snow, so there were people out there with very long sticks trying to get sheep out. It's even worse, it seems, down on the south side, so in that whole strip from Cogwen through Rennick and above Kirkoswald, where some people had put the sheep to shelter under the Pennine Hill against the helm wind and have been found the sheep buried very, very strongly under drifts. So I'm arguing strongly to George Eustace, the farming minister, that we should have a special hardship fund made available for Cumbria to help our farmers who've lost stock in this extreme weather.
And what did George Eustace say to you? What was his response?
Well, it was a positive meeting, to be honest. He commented that there had been precedent for this. The government did it in the 1940s, and the government had looked at doing it more recently too in extreme weather conditions. I got some support from the government for Cumbria in 2012. So the question now is for him to sit down with the NFU, and I'm pushing hard for Cumbria NFU and farmers to support making the case and provide the numbers which will be required for the department. But at the same time, as you can imagine, dealing with government departments, there'll be a lot of talk about what the financial implications are and what precedents they're setting. So I'm trying to argue this is a very limited period. This is a very extreme event over 5 days. It's the worst snow that we've seen in most of these areas for nearly 20 years. And it's come at a very bad time because it's just at the moment at which the lambing's beginning.
So why should taxpayers be forced to pay for this? These are farmers, after all. They run businesses.
It's a good challenge. The answer is that this is a very unusual natural disaster. I would argue that it's very similar to the tragedy we had with the flood in 2015-16. So I think in the case of an extreme natural disaster, government does step in to help householders and businesses in Cumbria, and I don't think farmers are an exception to that.
And what sort of impact will this have? The money that could be set aside to dispose of animals, what sort of impact do you believe it will have on farmers?
Well, it's not going to do anything other than compensate farmers for the very unexpected and brutal losses they faced over that five-day period. So it's really designed just to get them back on their feet again.
Well, that was Rory Stewart, MP.